And now, the Goldbergs. One by one, the elements out of which Sammy Goldberg constructed his life are being assembled again by young Dr. Christopher Cater. Christopher is trying to make some sense out of Sammy's unfortunate experiences with Sylvia Allison. And in treating him psychologically, Sylvia became another patient. Meanwhile, Molly has learned that Sylvia's father has decided to come to Lastonbury. And the question is, how will Sylvia react to this news? Listen.
Doctor, what is your advice, please? Should I tell Sylvia that her father is coming, or should it be a surprise?
I'll go upstairs and tell Sammy anyway.
Yes.
You see, he should know Mr. Allison is coming, or else he'll think we're scheming behind his back.
Yes, evidently. I think so, Doctor, if you think so.
Yes, I'll...
Do you want me to go up with you, or...
No, I think I'd better go alone.
All right, Doctor.
I'll go upstairs.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much, Doctor.
Well, Doctor... He's going up to see Sammy?
Yes, Jake, the doctor's going up to see Sammy. Yes.
Well, Molly, if you ask me, this is the first good tidings we have had in a new meeting.
You think so, Jake?
You don't think so?
I'm asking you.
And I'm telling you, I do think so.
Well, maybe so. Maybe so, evidently it is.
No question.
Well, I'll at least not feel the responsibility every time Sylvia goes to see the doctor.
Aside from that, Molly... Allison won't fool around. If he says to her, I want you to go home, it'll be home.
I don't think so, Jake. I don't think Dr. Cater will let Mr. Allison take Sylvia home. I don't think so.
Let him be here first. The rest will see what'll be.
I think we should tell Sylvia, maybe. The shock maybe will be too much for her, huh, Jake, dear? What do you think?
The doctor said they should tell her.
Overlay? There was you.
Open it, Martin.
Oh. Rosalie. Where's Sylvia?
Oh, wait, she's sitting on the porch.
But were you also on the porch?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rosalie, did you overhear our conversation?
No, why?
Tell her.
What is it?
Rosalie, Sylvia's father's coming.
He is? When?
He left already for here. Then I don't know exactly.
Well, aren't you going to tell Sylvia more?
Well, we're waiting to ask Dr. Cater before we mention it.
She's not going to like that very much.
But I like it very, very much.
Sylvia?
Yes.
Come in, Sylvia.
I'll be upstairs if you want me.
Dr. Cater didn't leave yet, did he?
No, he didn't left yet. He's up in Sammy's room. Rosalie, put up a little water, maybe. Maybe Sylvia wants some tea.
No, I don't, thank you.
A little fruit, maybe?
Nothing, thank you.
Oh, Doctor?
Hello, Sylvia.
Hello.
I'll see you tomorrow, Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes, Doctor.
Would you like to walk me part of the way home, Sylvia?
Do you want me to?
Do you want it?
Yes.
Well, come along, then. So long, Mrs. Goldberg.
Bye, Doctor.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. You first? Oh, lay down,
lay down. Lay down, Spotty.
Let's take the long way, Sylvia, around the lake.
If you like.
I'll show you a way through the woods after we circle the lake that only a local boy would know.
Did you grow up here?
Oh, part of my life. Mm-hmm. My mother died when I was a baby. I used to spend a few months every now and then with some of the relatives. But this place is home. What do you do all day?
Nothing much. Just hang around.
Well, what did you do home?
I had some friends. Not very good ones.
What did you do there?
Nothing much.
Sounds very dull.
Very.
Oh, was it?
Very.
Did you go to college?
To a few. But I couldn't bear them. Everything was so childish and dull.
For a girl your age?
It was dull for me. It seemed so useless learning any of the things they taught.
Well, but what about the people of your age there?
They all seem younger than I was.
Oh, I see. Oh, here, let me help you over this spring.
Oh, I can make it.
That's it. Ah, now. Let's see. Oh, yes, the path cuts back here. You know, we used to pick wild strawberries and blackberries here. Say, I wonder if they still grow here.
The bushes are here.
Hmm. But the birds usually get them first. Ah. Ah, here's one. Here, taste it. The Lastonbury blackberry. Sweetest in the world.
Thank you.
Now, let's see. Most of them aren't ripe yet. Let me see. Now, here's another. Hmm. Ooh, that's good.
Why did you study medicine?
Why? Because my father was a doctor, I think.
And why did you become what you are?
Psychiatrist?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
There must be a reason. Perhaps you don't want to tell me.
Oh, it was a very small reason.
What was it?
Well, let me see. How can I put it? I used to notice the people in town, especially the queer ones. The cranks, the old maids, the nasty-tempered people, the butts of all town jokes. I wanted to write about them and describe what they were. And I found out you couldn't do that without understanding them. And then I found if you understood them, they weren't queer at all. They were like everyone else. Only, you see, they had found curious ways of defending themselves against the world. Finally, I discovered something else. Most people went about defending themselves against the world as if life wasn't a bounty to be enjoyed, but an enemy to be fought. I wanted to know why. And suddenly, Sylvia, I grew to love these people, who were like the wild berries. Not cultivated or refined. Not like all the others. Not so good to look at. Not often admired. But you see, their characters had a wild, sweet taste. And that was more human than anything else. I guess that was it. One thing led to another. I'm not sorry.
Doesn't it give you a strange attitude towards people? Always dealing with sick people. People who are different. 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 People who are different.
Not too strange. Nothing is odd when you know the reason.
Even when the reasons are bad.
All reasons are good ones when they're true. Now, for instance, I disliked my father as a boy. I blamed him because my mother was dead. He never mentioned my mother. And later I found out it was because he had loved her so. He resented me. We cleared it up.
I never got on with my father, although he liked me.
Oh. I'd like to see your father.
I never want to see him again.
He's coming here.
What?
Yes. We're going to talk to him and get to know him, you and I together.
Who asked him to come?
No one. Sylvia, you've put yourself in my hands. Leave yourself there. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Why should I trust you?
Do you? Look at me. Do you?
Why should I?
Because I'm your friend. That's the reason.
You're my doctor.
Oh, I've moved a long way from that, Sylvia. I've moved up to being your friend. Things grow, you know. That's the secret of their strength and beauty. I believe in letting things grow.
Sylvia walks quietly by the side of Christopher Cater. The green arches above her head, and she feels the quiet, the silence of the woods, and somehow feels that part of it lives in the man beside her.